Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County has yet to see any cases of coronavirus, but the county judge says medical officials are still getting ready in case the virus does show up.
Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins says he's been in constant contact with the CDC and the county will be prepared.
Go about living your life. Do take a look at some of these recommendations should we have an outbreak. Most of them are not bad recommendations for you to utilize during flu season.
He says Dallas County has experience working with state and federal partners.
We've been preparing for this pretty much since Ebola.
Jenkins says people can plan now for how they would react to a coronavirus outbreak, saying the same precautions you take to protect against coronavirus also protect against the flu. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A 10-year-old had to be care flighted last night after she was attacked by the family dog. Police say the child was playing with the newly adopted animal when it suddenly sunk its teeth into her arm and wouldn't let go. The family struggled to pull the dog off the child, eventually having to stab it in the back. The girl's arm was seriously injured. She was care flighted to the hospital. Officer Roger Thornhill with Melissa PD says it is important to know the backgrounds of adopted animals.
I would want to really get the history of the dog before I adopted a dog to know exactly what its history was.
The dog was removed by Animal Services. Some parents in Fort Worth are upset their kids could wind up at different schools as they get older. The school board voted to change boundaries last night. Some parents say forcing their kids to go to schools that are farther away would lead to less community involvement. Superintendent Kent Scribner says attendance zones haven't been changed in more than 20 years, and he understands why parents are so passionate.
The major changes that are being recommended tonight will not take place until 2023. So we have time, a sufficient runway to ramp up, and nothing worthwhile is ever easy.
But he also says the district held 26 community forums before recommending the changes. Some parents say they may hire lawyers to fight the plan. Plano police are asking for help in finding a band hall bandit after a man was caught on camera stealing from high schoolers. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
It happened at Plano East Senior High School on February 13th when police say a man entered the band hall and convinced students he was there to pick up instruments in need of repair. Police say he then took a euphonium and a saxophone, loaded them into a red four-door vehicle, and left. The band hall bandit is wanted for felony theft, and Crime Stoppers is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
North Texas has been selected as the first region in the country for a new recycling program.
The $3 million initiative launched by the American Beverage Association is designed to increase the number of plastic bottles that are reclaimed, recycled, and remade into new bottles. Dallas-Fort Worth was selected as the first location in the U.S. to try the program. The program, called Every Bottle Back, is being rolled out to encourage consumers to recycle bottles and caps. And the program includes an effort to partner with local government and community leaders to educate consumers on how to recycle better and decrease recycling contamination. For example, not putting those pizza boxes with melted cheese into the recycling bin. Susie Solis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The demolition team now says the Leaning Tower of Dallas could remain in place for several more weeks. Crews are using a wrecking ball to chip away at the top of the tower. The company says that is standard procedure and that the ball is the largest one allowed on that crane by federal regulations. Once the height of the building has been brought down, the crews will use a high-reach excavator to finish the job, and that could take a few more days or even weeks. Meanwhile, the Little Tower is also coming down. Here's KRLD's Susan Darwin.
As that massive crane keeps chipping away at the building in Dallas, a mini crane in Grapevine is working overtime, demolishing Legoland's mini Leaning Tower. Legoland's master builders were able to assemble a mini crane along with the mini wrecking ball, and every 15 minutes, that tiny crane is taking whacks at the mini tower. Just like with the real tower, the mini crane operator isn't sure exactly how long it will take to bring down the mini structure, but Legoland says no matter what happens in Dallas, its mini version will remain on display through Saturday. Susan Darwin, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A life-saving event is happening this afternoon in Plano. Today is the first Texas Donor Day, and from 1 until 7 at Plano's Super Bowl, you can donate blood, sign up to become an organ donor, and even get tested for the National Bone Marrow Registry. That's until 7 this evening at Plano's Super Bowl on Avenue K, just north of Park Boulevard.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.